Ryan Burton from the Hawks. He's an absolutely fantastic young player. He's joined us on the panel. Welcome, mate.
Thanks for having me.
Big night last night. You got away to a good start. We've been through this with Isaac Smith, but you're starting to find your way in the competition, averaging 21 disposals a game and starting to look really comfortable at the level.
Yeah, it's nice to, first and foremost, be playing every week. A goal of mine this year to play as many games as I can, and to be getting a bit of the footy and playing a rise is just a bonus.
Just off half-back, getting the job done. I mean, there's so many good players back there. You've got Birchall, Gibson. You've got just so much experience at the back there. It must be nice and easy to fit into that, even though you've been under the pump a fair bit this year. You got some good players around you.
Yeah, definitely. I'm learning a hell of a lot from Luke Hodge, Josh Gibson back there, and when James Frawley, Ben Stratton were in the side as well. Four blokes like that make your job a lot easier.
Now, Berto, you're a good-looking man. I see you've put the fake tan on this morning. You're in love with an ex-AFL star's daughter. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Bruce Abernathy's daughter. Yeah, she's back in Adelaide.
Yeah. And, real hard hitting sort of stuff from Smithy over there. He's on the back foot a bit, the young guy.
Yeah, he is. He flies home most weekends. Every time we get 2 days off, he'll be straight home. I don't know if it's to see her or his mum.
Anyway, he's a bit of a mummy's boy, you
say? Yeah, he's a little bit of a mummy's boy. But, Birdo, tell us a little bit about when Jason Dunstall presented his jumper to you. He may have buggered it up. He thought that you were in a car accident.
Yeah, I was a bit surprised when found out he was presenting my Guernsey, but yeah, he had a nice spill about me and then told everyone I was in a car crash, which is how I broke my leg, so that was a bit different.
You can't get a few things wrong, Jason, along the journey.
Oh, you couldn't say that to him, though. I don't think Bung would admit it.
But coming back from a broken leg, now a lot of players have done it. How did you feel? How did you come back?
Yeah, it was tough. I got told a few times that I may never run again or play footy again. So,
what's that do to your mental state when all you want to do is play AFL footy?
Yeah, to hear that at 16 years of age, a keen young footballer like myself, it was hard to hear. And from then on, all I want to do is just prove people wrong and get back running quicker than people thought, and then playing footy quicker.
Just want to go to the fact that you're now playing as a backman. Most of your junior career, all of us that sort of followed your pathway sort of saw you as a forward and expected you to come into the competition as a forward. You're just sort of saying you've got some good people to learn off. Has it been difficult, or have you, found the transition okay?
I've managed to play all positions as a kid, which helped me, mainly a midfielder actually, but a bit of back as well when I grew. So going back last year in the last few rounds, was all right, and it sort of helped me this year as well. I didn't do much backline stuff in the pre-season. I thought I was going to play mainly forward all year, but it's been a little bit different.
Where do you think you will eventually finish as a footballer? Where would you like to play as a footballer?
I'd love to get back into the midfield some stage, but I've got to get my fitness up closer to Isaac, I think, if I want to do that. But at the moment, I'm pretty happy with playing backline.
He's a wingman, though. To outside.
No, we're going to look at some vision of you playing in your 17th year, and you look to be, well, probably in the best two or three in the draft the following year. You're kicking five against WA, everything's going rosy, and then you broke the leg, playing some school footy, I think. Matthew Liptak was your surgeon, an ex-Adelaide Crows best and fairest winner, and I think Jason got confused because it was as bad as a car crash they felt with that broken leg. It must have been pretty tough for you to then, absorb the next year. You didn't play in your draft year, didn't play at all. But let me ask you about Hawthorn's decision to take your Choice 19, an inspired decision. How much did they look at the medical reports on you? Were they completely confident you'd make a complete recovery?
Well, Michael McDeithy, our doctor, he was also the AIS doctor. So he got to see me all through my rehab and see how that was tracking. And then once they got the tick of approval, my leg would be fine. I think they just went back to how I was playing in my 17th year and must have been good enough to be picked up.
Yeah, but you played a few games for North Adelaide when you were 17. Did that give you a bit of an idea how to play against men and give you a bit of confidence that you could make it at the level?
Yeah, definitely. First of all, just growing up around senior players like that from 15, 16, and then being able to play at 17, definitely I think it gave me a bit of a head start against some of the TAC Cup players who are only used to playing against 18-year-olds.
Mate, thanks very much for joining us on Future Stars. Good luck for your career. Good luck for the rest of the season and the Hawks getting back in the finals.
Thanks for having me.
Well, this show is all about young stars, superstars, old